KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. Before we get to John Bellio, our guest, we've had a lot of people ask to please play the audio again of our Thanksgiving tributes. What are we thankful for as hosts here on the Big Talker, KFI AM 640? Let's roll it.
This Thanksgiving, I'm thankful for whenever I get paid by iHeartMedia, the check clears.
Well, I'm thankful for my new show, Unsolved. Saturdays, 8 to 10. It's been a long time coming. It's the only show of its kind in Los Angeles. I'm pretty proud of that.
Hey, guys, it's Jennifer Jones-Lee. I'm on a flight to Reading, and I'm thankful because I get to get away from Handel.
What am I thankful for this year? Antibacterial wipes.
My new show, Unsolved. It's the only show of its kind in Los Angeles. I'm pretty proud of that.
I'm thankful for the slight indications of global warming because it's going to be 85 degrees on Thanksgiving.
My new show, Unsolved.
The fact that there will be 3 football games on, so I won't have to talk to anybody all day long.
It's the only show of its kind in Los Angeles. I'm pretty proud of that. Which airs on Saturdays now, 8 to 10. It's been a long time coming.
Jesus.
Saturdays, 8 to 10.
I'm thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for my 2 beautiful puppies.
Aww.
My new show, Unsolved.
We get
Just kidding. I love my family. I'm so thankful for them.
Saturdays, 8 to 10.
I can burn the turkey and leave the windows open at the same time so that the smoke detectors don't go off.
It's the only show of its kind in Los Angeles.
Got it.
I'm pretty proud of that. Saturdays, 8 to 10.
John and Ken are thankful for me.
I got this installed, right? 5 years before COVID. This little jewel, I got it installed. Antibacterial wipes.
I guess in all the almost 18 years I've been here, they finally decided to give me a show.
No,
I guess I'm thankful for that.
No, no.
Saturdays, 8 to 10. It's been a long time coming.
Mm. Oh, boy, he never quits, this guy.
Saturdays, 8 to 10. It's been a long time coming. It's the only show of its kind in Los Angeles. I'm pretty proud of that.
That's what I'm thankful for.
How about that?
Happy Thanksgiving.
Ding dong with that bacteria.
Saturdays, 8 to 10.
Yeah, we got it. We got it. All right, let's talk football, ladies and gentlemen. Half of the Bellio crew is with us. Johnny B. Johnny Bellio, how are you, bub?
Hey, Timmy, how's it going?
Oh, man, I love having you on because I know it makes your wife sweat when we have you on. Just panic.
I am sweating.
Just panicked out of her mind. Hey, you know what? Your lovely wife asked me what a jet sweep was the other day, and I thought I answered it properly, but I guess I got it wrong. I thought it was when, you know, there's a receiver lining up either, you know, off the line, left or right, and comes around and grabs the football from the quarterback and takes off. Isn't that a jet sweep?
Yeah, no, you're right.
Oh, okay.
But it's not always just a wide receiver. It could be a running back, any offensive back.
Oh, I see. But as long as they're not lining up, is the quarterback, is it empty then on a jet sweep? Or it could be both. It could be either, right?
It could be either.
And when they say empty, for people that don't know as much about football as you and I do, explain to the audience what empty means.
Empty means that there's no
running back.
It's just the quarterback in the backfield. Everyone else is flanked out like a wide receiver.
I see. But, you know, I used to go to the football games with a guy named Jerry Gittleson back in the 70s. We'd go to the Rams games, and his dad, Ron Gittleson, who's no longer with us, you know, bless his soul, but he used to take us to the Ram game, and we used to love watching. And I learned something from him that I never would have otherwise learned, but he would take binoculars with him, and he would watch the football game. And I noticed his binoculars never moved, right? And I said to him one day, I said, what are you looking at that the binoculars are never moving? If it was a long bomb, he wouldn't follow the ball. He only looked at the offense and defensive line there. And he said, you could tell who's winning the game by just looking at the way the offense and defense are playing right on the line.
That's very astute.
That's interesting, though, huh?
One up front. Very interesting.
And he said he could tell almost 100% who's winning the game by how far the defense is pushing that front line or vice versa. You know?
Yes, no, that's very telling.
Yeah. All right, so, John, what's now, By the way, I know you're an X's and O's kind of guy. Are you also pretty good at handicapping and telling us who's going to win a game?
Oh, no.
Not at all, huh?
Straight up, not with the point spread or anything.
Oh, straight up.
Yeah, I'm not. Yes.
I see. All right. But we're looking at, you know, back when I, you know, used to watch college football more often than I do now. There was no playoff system, and now there's a moderate playoff system, and they're thinking about expanding that in college football. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm hopeful that they can expand it to at least 8, double it.
Wow. That would be kind of cool. You know what? It makes being number one in the country, more respectable because you went out and beat that other team. You know, back in the old days, they just ranked you, and it was somebody's opinion.
Yeah, sports writers, right?
Right. Who's number one in the nation right now?
Georgia.
Oh, that's right. Georgia's having a kick-ass year, huh?
Yeah, their defense is like breaking records.
Man, they rolled. They beat Clemson Tide, right? They beat Bama.
I don't know if they played each other yet.
Oh, I thought they did. I thought Georgia rolled over Alabama. Yeah. All right, so UCLA and USC, I can't believe, and I never thought I'd live to the day where I would see UCLA put up 66 against USC.
Yeah, wasn't that a record or something?
It had to have been.
Yeah.
I mean, USC has always been the stronger team, almost always.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that record is, but yeah, I would think USC's got more wins in that series. Yeah.
I know you're a big Michigan fan. Are you from Detroit or from Michigan?
Yeah, from Michigan, yes.
Whereabouts?
Just outside of Detroit, just north of Detroit.
Okay, my mom's from Dearborn. Do you know where that is?
Yes, Greenfield Village.
Yes, ding dong with Dearborn. And she used to, they used to own the Dalton Funeral Home. And my mom spent, you know, the first 8 or 9 years, maybe 10 years of her life, living in a funeral home. They lived upstairs and the business was downstairs. Kind of crazy, really? Huh?
That is.
And my mom would go to school and she would, for a nickel, if you paid my mom a nickel, which I guess was, I don't know, maybe a couple bucks back then or, you know, the equivalent of, you could come by the house and look at the dead bodies.
No, thanks.
Did you ever do that? Were you ever by... Did you ever give my mom a nickel and come by the house?
No, I did not.
You missed out. And also,
he doesn't do improv very well.
My mom, she's the worst. My mom's the worst at improv. You know, you say to my mom, like, you know, hey, you want to do some improv? And she goes, yeah, where I punch you in the face. I'm like, whoa, mom, no, that's not improv.
It got ugly.
But my... You know, Houdini died in Detroit, and, you know, since you're from Detroit, you probably know that, Johnny. But my grandfather embalmed Houdini.
Wow.
How crazy is that, right? I mean, that's unbelievable.
Really?
But so what do you think over the next, what big games are coming up Saturday? Does Michigan have a big game?
Yeah, they play this team down south that's been kicking their ass for quite some time.
Is that Ohio State?
Yes, unfortunately.
That's a big, huge game. They call that the Midwestern Civil War.
It's a big game.
Who's favored in that game? Michigan's having a great year.
They're both 10-1, but Ohio State's favored. I think the line opened at 8. I'm not sure where it is right now.
I know you don't like to talk about this, but I want to get your opinion, and I want to get your truthful answer. How pissed were you at the Michigan State game?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
Yes.
Yeah, very. Like an 11.
Oh, it's the worst, huh? One bad quarter.
Yeah, we had one.
One bad quarter, and we could have been undefeated.
Yes. It's more than the undefeated. It's just beating the rival.
That's right.
You got to beat Michigan State, and you got to beat Ohio State.
But Michigan State's not Michigan State's got a good team too this year.
Very good, and that running back is legit.
Who's the greatest football player ever to come out of Michigan? It's got to be Tom Brady, right?
No. I mean, in his career in the NFL, but as a Michigan player, I would say Charles Woodson.
Oh, Charles Woodson. Okay. That's a good pick. You can make an argument for that. Tom Brady, weren't there like 250 or 260 players that were drafted before him?
I believe so. He was like a seventh or eighth rounder.
Hey, isn't that crazy?
I think he ran the slowest recorded 40 time of any quarterback.
Yeah. I think I could beat Tom Brady in the 40.
I think you could too.
I really do. Think wrong with that guy.
Back then.
All right, so we got the Michigan-Ohio State game. What else is coming up interesting this weekend?
Well, it's rivalry weekend. I mean, it's been kind of fragmented with some other teams, but you got a lot. Most of them are this weekend.
Right, they have they call it the Oregon Civil War again, right, with the Civil Wars. But it's Oregon-Oregon State this weekend as well, I think, right?
Yes.
Who's the better team in that one?
Toss-up.
A toss-up. They got the same record or about the same record?
No, but just, you know what? I don't know the records.
Oh, all right. Michigan, that's usually the Ducks usually win that one, I believe. And they got Washington State. And then they got the Texas State, Louisiana State. Kansas State. Those are unbelievable rivalries.
Yeah, and isn't Bedlam this weekend too? Oklahoma.
Yes.
Oklahoma State? That's a big one.
That's right. I forgot about that. Does it help also that we plug your favorite deli? Do they give you free food?
Well, they don't, but they always have really nice things to say about you and Joe. They appreciate all the love you guys give them.
What's that name? It's Carmen's?
It's Claro's.
Claro, right?
Claro's, yeah. There's Claro. A few of them.
And around, you've been there, right? Crows, you've been to Claro's, right?
Yeah, I got one out by me in Upland.
How far from you?
Like 3 miles.
What?
Yeah, man.
Moving out there with you.
They know us.
How far, Johnny Belly, how far are you from Claro's?
4 miles.
Oh, man, you guys all have Claro's locked up.
Yeah, we do.
Got nothing, man. I got Pinocchio's, right? But Pinocchio is pretty cool.
Not bad, though. Yeah. It is.
Yeah, it really is. It really is cool. All right, Johnny. So Michigan, Ohio State. Is that game Saturday?
Yeah, kicks off at 9.
Have you ever been to the Big House to see a game?
One time.
Who'd you see?
Lucky enough to go there as a kid. It was, as my friends like to tease me, upstairs Michigan. It was Central Michigan.
It wasn't Marquette, right?
No.
Oh, Central. Marquette doesn't have a good team, right?
I don't know if Marquette fields a football team. I think they're really good in basketball year in and year out.
I'm sorry. Let me put you on hold real quick. We got a fire here in Riverside on Channel 9. And with these winds out, it could be unbelievable. Let's find out what's going on here.
They have evacuations in order right now, Timmy.
Oh, no.
Along Valley, in between Misty Ridge and Mitchell. This is in the area of, it says the Arlanza Fire. And with the winds picking up.
Oh, this could be horrible.
This earlier fire that they've been working on over the past couple of days sparked some of the flares, and it's up again. Road restrictions at Valley and Mitchell currently, and that's again along Valley in between Misty Ridge and Mitchell where the evacuation is going on.
Yeah, this could be terrible with these winds coming back. All right, let's take a break here and come back and tell you exactly what's going on with this fire out at Riverside, but this could be bad news. We're also following another Nordstrom has been hit, this one out at Topanga Plaza. And I don't understand why Nordstrom didn't surround all of their stores with cops after what we saw over the weekend. It puzzles me. We're live on KFI, more now with Crowe. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. We'd like to thank John for coming on. Football chit-chat, right? Big game coming up, Michigan, Ohio State. That's going to be huge on Sunday. But we have this big fire in Riverside, and with the winds blowing, man, this could get out of hand and be a really ugly, ugly weekend for Southern California. We're also following a story coming out of Topanga Plaza, if that's what they still call it, Westfield, Topanga Plaza, where somebody went into a Nordstrom's and took some more crap. Man, Nordstrom's has got to get these security guards around. It seems like the store of choice for these guys that are going in and smashing, grab, and stealing expensive stuff. But let's get to this Riverside fire. We have a huge audience out in Riverside. Let's find out what's going on here.
Poor recoveries as far as relative humidity is concerned. Right now, Riverside is at 11%.
Oh,
we could get into single-digit territory as far as relative humidity is concerned. So, of course, we will continue to monitor that for you as we move through the evening. But the combination of windy conditions, warm conditions tomorrow, and of course dry conditions making for fire weather tonight, especially in Riverside. But again, the good news is that we're at 63 degrees, so we're not too warm. The bad news, we're at 11% relative humidity. So of course, that is not good, and recoveries are looking very poor overnight. So it doesn't look like it's gonna get much better than that 11%. We could even fall into the single digit range. And of course, wind-wise right now, as we get back to our current wind speeds, just to remind you of what's happening wind-wise in Riverside, we are at 16 miles per hour. These are your offshore winds. Of course, smoke will continue to be a concern, but at the moment, we are more concerned about what is happening in the immediate area. And of course, we'll continue to track it for you as we move through the night. But for now, Pat Juan, I'll send it back to you.
All right. Thank you, Evan. We have some more information. We're going to go back up to Desmond Shaw in Sky 9. And Des, are they getting a little bit more water on these fires or not? It's kind of difficult to see because the picture from where I am is so dark.
Yeah, so I just see a couple of these engines down here. I'm sure they're calling for a lot more resources, and they're going to have some more of these trucks respond. They're trying to get water down to the fire. You see one of these long hose lines coming out right here. If there's any good news, this is not really thick brush that's burning, and it's burning towards an area where the fire is going to run out of fuel. I'm pretty confident that, I mean, we could see some, you know, embers flying into some neighborhoods. Could certainly be a stressful situation, but you can see right here, it looks like most of the fire crews are going to be stationed in the actual neighborhoods, and that's going to be their main goal at this point, is just to make sure that none of those embers come down and get stuck in any eaves and burn any of these homes down. So again, these homes and the area that we're talking about is off of Mitchell Avenue and Valley Drive. That's where we're going to have some evacuations in effect. But considering this is an area that already kind of burned and laid down, this is exclusively wind-driven. As I zoom in, you can see it's almost like it's just dirt and a little bit left of combustibles that's actually burning at this point. But you can see how quickly that smoke is traveling to the south, Pat and Juan.
All right, Desmond Shaw, thank you for that. We're going to continue monitoring the situation there.
All right, this could be a horrible weekend for fires. You know, they're probably a skeleton crew on because of, Thanksgiving. I'm sure they're calling in more resources. The chance of rain in the San Fernando Valley, 0%. Humidity currently in Burbank, where we're broadcasting from, 7% humidity. 7%. And you could probably hear it in, maybe in my voice, right? When it gets down to 7%, it's tough. That's why you need a humidifier. I have a couple at home, but I need to bring one in here, I think. I need to start bringing in my medical equipment. my hospital bed, my air purifier, my humidifier. All that equipment's coming in on Monday.
Oh, that's going to be hot. We'll move that Christmas tree over.
For my hospital bed.
Yeah, right. Sorry, we need it for medical purposes.
Yeah, and then we got... So it is going to be a very dry, windy couple of days. So be prepared. You know, what do they say? Ready, set, go, right? They get all your stuff ready if you're in the mountains. I know they're already cutting off electricity to some people in Malibu and because of potential fire hazard out there. So you got to listen to KFI, man. It is the station to listen to when it's hot and dry and windy and they're shutting electricity off. You got to have a battery-powered radio and listen to KFI. We'll have all the information over the next couple of days. We're live on KFI. More now with Croge.
There's no place I'd rather think.
Hey, yeah, no place I'd rather think. You're right. You nailed it, Angel. Everybody else is got these stupid lyrics that aren't right. We got them, man. Mm. All right, keep an eye on this fire in Riverside. This does not look good. I'm looking at the at Channel 9 right now. I think they call it KCAL, right? And those flags, man, are they blowing around. And there's going to be crazy winds tomorrow and Friday. So we're taking a little time off for the holiday. But, knock on wood, hope it doesn't happen. If these fires get out of hand, myself, Bellio, Angel, Crozier, Russ, Stefan, the whole crew, we'll slide in here and tackle those fires if it happens. So you'll hear all the information on this wind. And if there's any fires going on, you're going to hear it on KFI. So if you live in Malibu and your electricity is already shut off and you want updates, this is the station to tune to. If you live in Riverside, where that fire is acting up, KFI is your source of information. And this is a 24-hour station. This is not a station that, peels off and puts on, reruns all night. Not in the newsroom.
I was just talking to Megan, the editor here in the newsroom, about, any kind of information she can glean from what's been happening so far. And I guess earlier in the evening, because we saw these flashes, there was a small fire that was in Castaic. And right around 7 o'clock, maybe 7:30 or so, we had gotten the flashes that said that they had that fire, small fire, contained, surrounded, done. And then all of a sudden, about a half hour to an hour later, now we're getting these reports of this bigger one. Think it's the same one. So something happened. Maybe a wind gust blew in and kind of took some sparks and made it a little bit bigger again. We haven't gotten any indications that it's a very big fire. The issue is obviously because it's so close to homes.
Right.
And the area that they're in apparently is pretty isolated. There's not a lot of fuel for it.
You're talking about the Castaic one?
Yes, the one that's out in Castaic. Apparently it's the same one that they had said they got contained earlier.
The silver lining with that one, though, is in the last year, they've had 3 or 4 major fires out there. So there's almost like a natural fire block.
Yeah.
Or a clearing around most of Castaic right now. But this is, unfortunately, setting up to be a perfect storm, pardon the pun, but a perfect storm where you have crazy winds, very dry, no rain in the last couple of weeks, and skeleton crews in L.A. City and L.A. County, I imagine, because of people wanting to spend, firefighters wanting to spend time with their family on Thanksgiving.
Well, I was wondering, do they increase the presence, kind of like with CHP for this maximum enforcement thing because of the holidays? With us now being in a lot of areas a red flag area, which, critical fire dangers,
sure.
Does that do the same thing as far as pulling firefighters into the standby mode?
I bet it does. Yeah. I bet it does. And what they're going to start doing as well is they're going to, proactive. They're going to be proactive in shutting off electricity to prevent some of these sparks from starting, fires in the hills. But they're also, for people living in the Hollywood Hills, you guys know this better than anybody. The fire department will go up there and you better have, if you live on a road that has a fire warning and a fire restriction on it, they'll start towing cars as well, because they got to keep these roads open up in the hills. And you'll see signs posted that there are roads up in the Hollywood Hills that have restrictions when it comes to fires and high winds, and they're very serious about this. You can feel it in with your hands. Your hands get very dry, your skin gets very dry, and Dr. Ray has always said this, and it sort of stuck with me. One of the things, Dr. Ray, world-class pulmonologist who's come on with us many, many times during COVID, if your eyes are bothering you, your lungs are bothering you, right? You may not be able to feel it in your lungs, but if your eyes are bothering you because of the wind and because of how dry it is, your lungs are bothering you as well. So let's hope and pray that nothing happens over the next couple of days over Thanksgiving, but just to be sure, and again, not plugging away, but sort of am, but if you want to listen to all the latest details, KFI is on top of it. You know, all the reporters are on standby, even though they'll be home, you know, celebrating. A lot of them will be home celebrating and Thanksgiving. They're all on call, especially with winds this high and when winds get this crazy. We're looking at 39-mile-an-hour winds in Camarillo, 17 miles an hour in Burbank and Lancaster, 27 miles an hour in Big Bear, 17 miles an hour in Palm Springs, and the future wind gusts call for wind all the way through, it looks like Friday night, or Friday, at least Friday midday, and with gusts up to 20, 30, sometimes even 40 miles an hour. We're also going to have very dry, hot temperatures. The humidity is horrible. Burbank, 5%, Ontario, 11%, San Bernardino, 10%, the deserts at 8%. And we're looking at temperatures at the beach for Thanksgiving. It's 76 degrees, 77 in the valley. The beach is 77, 76 degrees, very, very warm Thanksgiving. So it's a combination of a lot of negatives. High winds, very dry, low humidity, not a lot of rain, and a lot of people home for Thanksgiving. It is the perfect storm for these fires. So we just got to hope and pray it doesn't happen. But if you need updates, you live in the hills, maybe your husband or wife or the kids are a little on edge, you know, when they hear the winds howling at night like that, you have a radio, it's battery powered, and you listen to KFI. Don't rely on your stereo that you plug into the wall because you may lose electricity. But make sure you have your standby radio tuned to KFI because you're going to get updates 24 hours a day over the next few days while you're celebrating Thanksgiving. Also make sure that you're listening to the news. You know, wherever you get your news, we prefer it's KFI, but wherever you get it, make sure you're ready to get out. If you live in the hills and you live in a fire-prone area, this is going to be a Thanksgiving where you keep one eye on the turkey and one eye on the news. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640. We'll check in with Nori next. More news now with Crowe. KFI AM 640, it's Conway Show. George Nori is coming up next. George, it's on the big show tonight, bub.
Yeah, Timmy, first couple hours, we're going to talk about how technology could dominate the world's population. And then later on in the program, the haunted New England over Thanksgiving. And we are live tomorrow night on KFI.
Oh, good. Excellent. I'll be listening.
Okay, my friend.
All right, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, bub.
Dude.
All right, thanks, man. All right, take care of yourself. All right, there goes George Nori. All right, we're looking at Malibu's already experiencing they call it the PSPS. It's a public safety power shutoff. And it's customers who live in the high-risk areas, and that's as defined by the California Public Utilities Commission. But they're most likely to experience the PSPS. However, customers who do not live in the high-fire-risk areas, you might also be impacted because of how the electrical grid is interconnected. So Southern California Edison has a network and of its circuits providing power to 15 million people within the 50,000 square mile area of Central, Coastal, and Southern California. So anyone in California could be impacted by these emergency events, such as the PSPS. So again, KFI for your information. We do have some fire weather. The red flag warnings are out there. And the fire currently burning in Riverside is called the Lanza Fire, L-A-N-Z-A, I believe. Yeah, L-A-N-Z-A, the Lanza Fire at Mitchell Avenue near Valley Drive, a little bit north of Corona and south of the 10 freeway there. That's where it's burning, a little bit north of Corona, east of Chino Valley, west of Moreno Valley, and a little bit south of Mira Loma. That's about the almost exact area where that's burning. And if these winds kick up and these sparks start flying, it could be really bad news. It's in Riverside County, again, Mitchell Avenue and Valley Drive. It started just a few hours ago. And the fire potential index is pretty high. The FPI is pretty high. So they're going to be looking at weather data, fuel conditions, vegetation, moisture, all these go into account. And then you add the winds to it. Wind speeds, particularly when they exceed or are expected to exceed the National Weather Service wind advisory levels, which is defined at 31 miles an hour sustained with gust up to 46 miles an hour. So when that exceeds top 1% of historical wind speeds in that area, that's when the FPI, the fire potential index, kicks in. And it could impact you, even if you're not living near the fire. Again, the way they shut these grids down, it could affect you. And so you can go to a CAL FIRE. It's fire.ca.gov. Fire.ca.gov. It'll show you where the fires are. There's only one in Southern California. I can't see the other one, Crows, the one at Castaic. Either it's not in a CAL FIRE incident report, or perhaps it's LA County or LA city that's fighting that.
I get from the information we're getting that the current fire that's going is the earlier fire that they had gotten a handle on, but flames from it had jumped the containment lines.
I see.
Yeah.
All right, and the wind is going, you're going to feel it and hear it all night long. They say it's going on for at least the next 24 hours. It could be into Friday morning or midday on Friday.
Yeah, that area is specifically further out going east. It does have those red flag warnings until at least 6 p.m. on Friday.
Oh, it is. Okay.
Yeah.
And when Fritz Coleman used to come on with us, I remember very specifically, he described it almost like a bowling alley where the wind comes out from the Newhall Pass and Lake Castaic, Santa Clarita, Valencia, and it comes right down the 404 or the 5 freeway, right where the 405 is, and it howls straight down there. And he says it's like a bowling alley. And once that ball starts rolling, man, it wipes people out. The wind is in that area where the 5 freeway comes through that pass. That's exactly where all the high winds are going to be.
And further north and further east, you look at the Cajon Pass, where
yes,
the wind's coming through, like from Barstow, Bakersfield area, coming down right into the San Bernardino, Riverside area there too.
Yeah, you're right. It comes up, you know, and the high deserts, they're going to have a lot of wind as well, but they're also going to have, you know, low temperatures at night up there in the high desert. So everything is lining up to where it could potentially be a disaster. We hope and pray it's not, but you always have to plan for this, especially these electrical shutoffs. If they shut your electricity off, it might be days before it's turned back on, because they have to go out there and inspect every single one of these lines before they crank that electricity up again. So listen to KFI. Have a great Thanksgiving. Keep one eye on the turkey and one ear on KFI, because you're going to get warnings, you'll get news on the top, on the bottom, and on the half hour when it breaks. And you're going to have wall-to-wall coverage. If any of these fires break out, you'll hear it right here on KFI. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody on the crew, and we'll catch you guys hopefully on Monday, right? Hopefully we're not in here talking about some stupid fire over the weekend. All right, we're live on KFI AM 640.